Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our Grow project, we're focusing on the early church in the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters.
Thursday, the 12th of September. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Thursday's podcast. Hope your week is going well, and I hope you're enjoying hearing again the story of how the early church began as we begin the Book of Acts. How this group of ordinary people, followers of Jesus, began a movement that did change the world. I love reading Acts. I find it so encouraging and so inspiring. Here's a reflection for today. The reading today is Acts 1, 15 to 26. It's the story of Peter speaking to this group of uncertain and perhaps unsure disciples gathered in the upper room. It's a story of choosing the team to go forward with this Jesus plan. And it's also the story of how right at the beginning of this great yet somewhat daunting adventure of birthing and building the church, God is constantly with them. Our focus verse today, you'll hear repeated, is verse 24. Lord, you know everyone's heart. Today's Bible reading is long. And it's kind of one of those readings where you think, well, why is this in the Bible? Well, it's Peter telling the team what's happening, a kind of early team briefing. We do that as a team here at STC every morning. In other words, this is what's happened, this is where we are, and this is what's about to happen, this is where we're going. You can hear all these verses after the prayer, but again, reflect on our focus verse today. Lord, you know everyone's heart, verse 24. The original words in the Bible actually say this, Lord, you are a heart knower. This phrase is only used twice in the New Testament and both times in Acts. Well, what does it actually mean? Well, the heart here signifies our inner life or our soul, that which makes you, you. Knowing how you are helps you understand who you are. I'll say that again. Knowing how you are helps you understand who you are. And these first disciples knew how important it was to be transparent with God. Remember, you know everyone's heart. And then to be transparent with each other. This godly accountability was such a key foundation of the early church. And we'll see this worked out in practice over these next months. As we continue in our podcast, godly accountability is a right foundation in our lives today and in the church today. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, that great 18th century revival movement, would often pose questions to his followers, which they then used in their class meetings, his version of our cell groups today. There were actually 22 questions in all, and here are a few of them. You ready? Number one, what known sins have you committed since our last meeting? Ouch. No holding back there, is there? Imagine starting your cell meeting with that question. Actually, it might not be a bad idea. And other questions were, I'll read them out now. What temptations have you met with? Did the Bible live in me today? Am I enjoying prayer? Do I pray about the money I spend? Do I get to be on time? Do I get to bed, on time and get up on time? Am I a slave to dress, friends, work or habits? Finally, is Christ real in me? These were 8 of the 22 challenging questions that shaped the early Methodists into a pioneering mission movement that challenged the status quo, championed the poor and outcasts, and saw a Christ-centered revival in our nation. Oh Lord, we'd love to see that again. The 8 questions above are the easy ones. Yes, they are. If you want to know the others, they will appear on this term's Grow module. So don't worry, you're going to see them and we're going to try and engage with them as we reflect on what it means to live life better and work out together what it means to live as biblical disciples and not cultural Christians in today's fast-moving, busy and often hectic world. Lord, you know my heart. Look out for these questions this term. Wesley followed in the footsteps of Peter in our reading today. He knew that we can never hide anything from God. Verse 24 is a great reminder of this. Lord, you know everyone's heart. You see, God knows how my soul is today because he is the heart knower. And you know what? I have found this over the years such a great comfort to me, knowing that I can never hide anything from Jesus because he knows me inside out. And still he loves me, and still he's there for me every day. So here's a prayer for today. Lord Jesus, you know what is going on in my life today, my joys and my challenges. And whatever this day brings, thank you that you know my heart. You search my soul, and you pour your love and grace upon me today. What a wonderful Saviour you are. Hallelujah. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verses 15 to 26. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, Brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as a guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in our ministry. With the payment he received for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong. His body burst open and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in their language Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For, said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership. Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus was living amongst us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. So they nominated two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry which Judas left to go to where he belongs. Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 apostles. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Darkness to light, set my feet high on this mountain, put my enemies to flight. So I now will praise you as long as I live. I will praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield. When everything around me is overtaken, I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never. You have turned my darkness to light, set my feet high on this mountain, for my enemies to fly. So I now won't praise you as long as I live, as long as I live. I won't praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear for you. Oh, my strength and my shield, when everything around me is overtaken. Yeah.